Well, greetings again to each of you. Today we will look at chapter 2 of Marva Dawn's book, My Soul Waits, Solace for the Lonely or the Struggling in the Psalms, as we have a lot to learn there from the book of Psalms. And so today, again, chapter 2, certainly glad that you were joining in on this podcast. Chapter 2, the title is, The Lord is in Control of Time. The Lord is in control of time. And for those of us who are control freaks and love to control almost every single aspect of our life, this may be a good learning opportunity for us. Well, Marva uses Psalm 31, verses 14 and 15. And the words there are, But I trust in you, Lord. I say, You are my God. My times are in your hands. And I'm going to read that one more time to let that wash over us. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, You are my God. My times are in your hands. Well, Marva starts out with a great story. She asks, suppose you have two groups of friends. One set is not very reliable. Just when you count on them, they let you down. And if you reveal to them your deepest secrets, they either laugh at you or tell everybody else. Your other friends are made of solid rock. You know that you can confide in them and they will be true to you no matter what. You can count on them in any circumstance. They will stand by you and be honest with you. Well, to which kind of friend will you turn to in crisis? Which one will you trust? Well, exactly. We know the answer there. You're going to turn to the one who is trustable, the one who is worthy of your confidence. Your trusting does not depend upon how good you are at trusting. It's not about you, how good you are at trusting. But it's upon your knowledge that the one on whom you lean is stable and will assuredly support you in your time of need. And so that's what we want to talk about here in this chapter, in our discussion of the times. You see, the psalmist David declares that it is the Lord Yahweh in whom he trusts. Yes, for David. He declares that it is the Lord Yahweh in whom he trusts. And so, who is Yahweh? Is the question that we must then address. You see, throughout the First Testament, the Old Testament, God continually reveals to Israel new dimensions of the meaning of his name. And then when Jesus comes, the New Testament records that he claims the same word, I am, or master, or ruler. And so with that I am, there's a demonstration there that there's a character of Yahweh, and that this character of God is one that shows tender love, infinite care, and an overwhelming patience and grace. Did you get those? This Yahweh shows us God's tender love, God's infinite care, and God's overwhelming patience and grace. Yes, God is a covenant God, the one who's never broken any of God's promises. God is the one who is faithful, loving, holy, just, steadfast, compassionate, creative, whose infinite majesty can never be totally comprehended. It's for us and with us, but it seems yet so far beyond us. And yet the more we search to know who he is, the more we will be able to trust God. And so that is why in Psalm 31, David, despite his apparent triumphant victory over his enemies, he can say with a strong Hebrew announcement, I will trust in you, Yahweh. I will trust in you. So many times in David's life, it appeared the enemies were winning, that they were overcoming him, that he would not be able to take on that challenge, that they would triumph over him. And through that struggle, David pronounced boldly and passionately, "Even when that is happening, even then, O Lord, I will trust in you." Well, the Hebrew verb meaning to trust, that's relatable to a noun that comes from security. We trust in Yahweh, we trust in God, because God alone is able to give us genuine refuge. When enemies of every sort are filling our lives with sadness or terror, it is the best of hope to remember that Yahweh is faithful and can still be trusted. Now, in these times in which we're living, whether it's an economic struggle, the gap between rich and poor, where this coronavirus has dismantled much of what we give our daily lives to in terms of financial security, when we have fears over personal matters or dreads of things that strike fear within our hearts, in the midst of doubting and searching, all of those things, the encouragement is to continually go back to re-examine the character of Yahweh. Because again and again, the scriptures assure us that God's character, even in the midst of all that, can be trusted. So we know that God loves us with the compassion of a father, for example, from Psalm 103, or the compassion of a mother, Isaiah chapter 49, or even like a shepherd, Psalm 23 or John chapter 10. It's there that we can find the security for which we long, where God truly is our God, the leader and the Lord of our life. Well, in the midst of our struggles, especially when we're mourning or dejected, we need to keep reasserting that our God is Yahweh. Otherwise, we're going to fall into that temptation of making idols out of security or marriage or companionship or possessions or whatever else we think we need to ease our loneliness and grief. And much of the modern day media marketing is to try to sell us things to help us or to convince us that these things will help us overcome our loneliness and grief. And what we find out is once we have those things, once we secure those things, that those were sugar pills, that those were band-aids, but they weren't the real life. Because stuff can never take the place of relationship, vitalized, holistic, thriving relationship, the kind of relationship that God seeks to have with us, a relationship of trust. And so we, like David, at times in our life, get to this point where we have to say, with arms outstretched and hands opened, that we are releasing everything, God, everything, into your hands. And as we do that, that we will become more able to see your love in action and more able to feel your comfort in our lives. But if I hold on to it with a gripped fist, if I hold on to the deep belief that it's the things that I do, the things that I fill up my life with, the busyness or the material good, well, then I've misplaced my trust. I actually become more wound up, less free to put myself into God's hands. All of the other gods that we chase, all of the other gods that we seek to have in our life, none of those gods can be trusted. All of that stuff's going to pass away. Our God is with us. Yahweh is a covenant God. And it's in that kind of declaration that we join the psalmist in putting our times, our life, back into the Lord's hand. And in such, we commit ourselves into God's care. When we do that, there is peace. There is a centeredness. Isn't it interesting that finding peace comes from a letting go versus a sense of securing? We don't secure our relationship with God. God gives God's self to us. That is what we see in Jesus on the cross, through the tomb, and into new life. And so as we look out into our world right now, and we look out into the times in which we're living, our time might not always be changed. Time is relative, right? Each day a gift, not knowing how many days we have, how many hours we have. Our times in which we live might not be changed, but you can believe for sure that we will be changed in our times. Because if God is who God says God is, and if God is at work in us, then we're always being transformed more into the likeness of God as we put our trust there. And so as we do that, I think there's also this belief, deep belief, that we're going to be able to more see God's purpose in each of those things. How we understand what's going on with us. And so I think every human being, every child of God, is challenged by the need to grow in our ability to trust. All of us are challenged by that need to grow in our ability to trust. When I think of trust, I think of the trust falls that I used to do at Sky Ranch Camp in Colorado. Every summer, we'd go there, and one of the exercises, besides the high ropes and strapping yourself in to climb up on these poles and then to do a upside-down Spider-Man as you came back down to the ground, all of those kinds of things, one of the exercises before we ever began the climb was to do a trust fall. And it's where you'd all line up behind somebody with your arms outstretched one to the next, gripping onto the other person's arms. And this person standing on a log would literally fall backwards into our arms. They couldn't see us, our expressions on our faces. All there was a simple countdown, 3, 2, 1. And you were to fall backwards into our arms. Well, the amazing thing is, and I'm not saying it's never happened, but every summer we did this exercise with our confirmands and adults. Not once did that team of people who came together for that exercise ever drop one of those children. Every single person who fell backwards fell into the arms of a loving community who held them up, who built them up and enabled them to become more trusting with those in their lives. For you today, what if you were to do a trust fall? Yes, with those that you love. Yes, with your community, your faith community, but also with God. Would you listen to those words of God, a covenant God, the God we see in Jesus? And would you literally fall back, eyes closed, arms crossed, fall back into the loving arms of God? Our God is forgiving and affirming. Our God is a comforter. And so as we study these passages from Scripture together in these Psalms, we're going to be changed, because this is the promise of the word Yahweh, that it never comes back empty, but like rain accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. God's word is soaking into your life as you read and as you reread the Psalms and as you pray through the Psalms and as you learn from those who wrote these words. It forms our character. with Yahweh's sweet outpouring of grace. And that watering that comes from God produces the fruit of deeper trusting. Yes, called to put our trust into God. And so a few questions for you on this day as you seek to go deeper in faith in these 3 days of time when anything can happen from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. Number one question, who is Yahweh for you? And what is most important to you about God's character? Number two, why can we trust Yahweh? What are the things that you would tell someone else, and even yourself, of why can you trust God and God's promises? Another question. What things pull you away from remembering that Yahweh is your God? What are the things that pull you away from remembering, from trusting that Yahweh is your God? Another question, how does it feel to be in the hands of God? And why do you or do you not like that image? Another question, how have you experienced God's timing in your life? God's timing. And number six for us today, how do I want to be changed in my times so that I can rest in God's hands, even if the times themselves aren't changed? This is a big one. How do I want to be changed in my times so that I can rest in God's hands, even if the times themselves aren't changed? Deeply meaningful questions for us. May you be blessed as you dive into those questions. And as always, I'll invite you, if you want to talk or email or text, shoot me a note around these questions, around these ideas and themes. I'd love to visit with you. My email, pastorchad@gotgrace.com, pastorchad@gotgrace.com. And as you share with me, I might even be able to use some of those vignettes within the stories as we explore the Psalms together. Until next time, be blessed. We'll talk soon.